You may have never heard of Milton Erickson, but the Phoenix-based psychiatrist has had a lasting, if not controversial, impact on his field. And tomorrow, a documentary about Erickson will make its Valley debut.
A lot of people call him the crazy man out in Phoenix.
He helped J.S.
From the trailer for Wizard of the Desert. Jeff Zeig is a clinical psychologist and the director and founder of the Milton H. Erickson Foundation in Phoenix.
Milton Erickson was one of those people who vindicates life by his presence on the planet. He moved here to Phoenix in 1948 and practiced here until 1980. And if you studied anything about psychotherapy, what Freud introduced to the theory of psychotherapy, Erickson introduced to the practice. So he would be on anybody's top five list of the greatest psychotherapists in history. But more than that, I came here to Phoenix in 1973 and met him for the first time. And this was a man who was paralyzed. His vision was double. His hearing was impaired. And he radiated a joy of being glad to be alive that perfumed the atmosphere. So if you went to see Dr. Erickson, well, yeah, he was a genius, and he invented techniques of brief therapy that had never existed before. But if you were suffering pain, well, he had more pain. And if you had limitations, well, he had more limitations. So he wasn't speaking hypothetically or hypocritically. He was speaking from his experience.
What brought him to Phoenix?
Well, he came here from Michigan. He had allergies, and his allergies in Michigan were so great that they thought that Phoenix would be a better environment for him.
Like a lot of people of that time.
Absolutely, and no longer, unfortunately.
You sort of touched on what he's known for, and one of the things in doing a little bit of reading that he's most known for is some of his work on hypnotherapy. Can you tell us a little bit about sort of what his methods were? Because it seems like his methods are slightly different than what one might call traditional methods.
Right. Well, traditional methods, hypnosis is seen as an outside-in phenomena. You put in suggestions or take out bad things, and what Dr. Erickson did is he created a collaborative hypnosis based on resources, that hypnosis wasn't about putting people to sleep. It was about waking up the inherent resources that they have. How can we help people to move from the land of knowing to the land of realizing? And hypnosis is a bridge between the land of knowing and the land of realizing.
I would imagine that in his time, and perhaps even still now, that he was a somewhat controversial figure.
Completely controversial figure, especially when psychotherapy was under the guise of an analytic tradition where you had to understand why you had your problems. And Erickson, being a typical American kind of Western pioneer, was about how. How can you get from point A to point B as quickly as possible, not needing to spend time of analyzing the roots? So yes, in the 1950s, 1940s, he took a lot of shots.
Jeff Zeig is the director and founder of the Milton H. Erickson Foundation in Phoenix. Zeig is optimistic the movie about Erickson will let people know more about him and his methods. Alexander Vesely made the film.
I was always interested in psychology and psychotherapy and how the mind works and how we experience the world. And I found a lot of parallels between psychotherapy and film, and especially the work of Milton Erickson, the way he did psychotherapy, working with experiences rather than information.
What do you think is Milton Erickson's legacy on psychotherapy?
He had a big impact on the landscape of psychotherapy today, and especially resource-oriented short-term therapy. The idea of you don't have to go back and understand the whole history of a person or of a dysfunction, but you can look at the person, find what the person's resources and strengths were, and use those.
Do you think that your film about Erickson will increase awareness about him, maybe bring some of his ideas more to the fore in the world of psychotherapy?
I would hope so, yes. His name is known in the therapeutic community, in the scientific community. His name is known, though still not always accepted, but that's how it is when you have a radical theory, so to speak. But I think he definitely deserves to be known by the public, because we all owe him a lot. The way that a lot of hypnosis is done nowadays are deeply rooted in Dr. Erickson's work, and yet you barely know his name. He was probably as significant to psychotherapy as Sigmund Freud was, and he was an American pioneer, which is unusual too, because most of the founding fathers of psychotherapy came from Europe. Here you have an American pioneer, and I think that is something to be proud of, and some knowledge that should be available to the public.
Filmmaker Alexander Vesely's movie about Milton Erickson, Wizard of the Desert, makes its Valley debut tomorrow afternoon at Harkins Shea 14 in Scottsdale. The Erickson Foundation is also promoting the Valley debut of another of Vesely's movies on Sunday afternoon at the same theater. Victor and I is about Holocaust survivor and psychiatrist Viktor Frankl.